So by way of definition, England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, those are the countries with the Channel Islands and the Isle of Man. They comprise the British Isles, and it's Songs of the Isles that can be heard on Sunday, April 29th at Cincinnati's Irish Heritage Center. Jason Harris is the director of choral music at Xavier University's Music Department, and he's here to tell us about the event. Thank you for being here today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So this is being billed as a celebration of music and poetry of the British Isles. Is there any specific occasion that's happening or being remembered?
Not in particular. At the time that I was appointed as the music director for Cincinnati Camerata, which was summer 2017, I had been in the midst of composing a piece set to the poetry of James Joyce. And in doing so, I discovered a wealth of his poetry that I had never read through before. In particular, one collection of his called Chamber Music really reached out to me, spoke to me, and so I began setting a piece of his called Sleep. And I also was curious to know what other composers had set this piece of poetry to music. I discovered a composer named Conrad Souza had composed a set of pieces called Chamber Music set to the same set of poetry. And my exploration of Conrad Souza's music led me to compile a program full of music from the British Isles based on the idea of Irish poetry, British poetry, the works of Shakespeare, the works of John Donne, and then on top of that, many folk songs from the British Isles as well.
You mentioned Camerata. What is that and what's your connection with it?
Well, I'm the music director of Cincinnati Camerata. And what Cincinnati Camerata is a chamber choir made up of amateur singers who simply just love high-end choral music, choral singing. This is a group of about 25 to 30 singers that you'll hear at the concert later this month. And it's just a group of people who love getting together once per week on Tuesday evenings for about 2 hours and rehearsing just these magnificent gems of choral music.
Now, you mentioned some of the composers and poets that are together on this. Some of these figures, names are known, like Ralph Vaughan Williams, Stephen Paulus. I saw them on your list mm-hmm. of composers. How about some of the other lesser known?
Well, Jonathan Wilcox is a British composer, and we're doing two pieces of his. One is called Drunken Sailor, which, as you can presume, is the traditional What Shall We Do with the Drunken Sailor set for a four-part choral arrangement in perhaps a way that nobody's ever really heard this song sung before. It has multiple meters, multiple key areas. It's very avant-garde in a way.
So you're making something complicated out of What Can You Do with the Drunken Sailor?
Basically, yeah. Yes.
I mean, more complicated than saying early in the morning as opposed to early in the morning.
Yes, exactly. And then the very first piece that we're singing on the program, also by Jonathan Wilcox, is called Enticement. And that is basically wassail, wassail all over the town. That is the piece. And again, it's a very overly elaborate arrangement of that traditional folk song.
The word traditional is coming up, and that brings, to my mind at least, a certain era of music. And it always goes along with traditional and anonymous, too.
Yeah, I think what traditional means to me is songs that can be sung by anyone, anywhere, on the street, in the church, at home, something that's just maybe just a singular melody. And so we have so many of these great traditions of folk song arrangements coming from the British Isles through composers like Gustav Holst and Ralph Vaughan Williams and Benjamin Britten that are based on these songs that you would have heard just anywhere, on the street, in the church, at home, in the parlor, that anybody can sing. And so from that, we get these magnificent arrangements by composers like Jonathan Wilcox and Ralph Vaughan Williams that take a very simple one-line melody and just expand it into something very, very glorious for full choir.
Now, I also remember hearing, maybe this is true, maybe it's just some really great story that's come down over the years, but mm-hmm. that supposedly music like this was, at the time, hundreds of years ago, the equivalent of Facebook or Twitter, even.
A little bit. Stories are told, and stories certainly transmitted through these songs in many ways. Folk songs often tell tales of heroes, of villains. And so I guess in a way, yeah, certainly, it would have been kind of the social media of its time.
So you're putting all this together for the Songs of the Isles on Sunday, April 29th. And Cincinnati Camerata. Now, you said it's just voices. Are there any musicians, people playing instruments with it?
No, this is going to be a fully a cappella concert sung by the choir. We will also have a few members of our choir singing a couple of solos. Again, we're going towards a more kind of British feel. And so they'll be singing some British song arrangements for solo voice interspersed within our choral songs.
So what is it about this music that compels you singularly, but also Cincinnati Camerata, to put it all together for this performance?
Well, when I was brought on as the music director for Camerata, I was told that the concert was going to be at the Irish Heritage Center. And like I said, at the same time, I was working on this composition set to the poetry of Joyce. And I thought, well, you know, what a wonderful concept to try to kind of put together for the Irish Heritage Center a concert of Irish music. But I found that that was a little bit more difficult than I thought, trying to put together a full program of Irish composers and Irish poets. And so I kind of expanded from there into the entire British Isles for this particular concert. And not only did I find magnificent British composers, I also found some beautiful settings of Shakespeare set by a Finnish composer, Jaakko Mantajärvi. We'll be doing a couple of pieces of his set to various texts from Shakespeare's plays. So not only are we doing British composers, we're also doing a Finnish composer who obviously has a great affinity for Shakespeare's works. And the way he composes this music really evokes the frivolousness and the silliness of some of Shakespeare's writing.
I like the way the silliness of Shakespeare's writing. Yes, I like that.
In this case, yes.
Also, I hear there's going to be a silent auction and, more importantly, a wine tasting. What about the wines? Will they be coming from the UK?
I'm sure we'll have maybe one or two from the UK, but I assume we're going to have wines from various countries at the performance.
Now, this is taking place more than a month after St. Patrick's Day, so I do have to ask, Danny Boy, are we going to be hearing Danny Boy?
You know, unfortunately not. But now that you mention it, it's kind of a glaring omission that that I wish I had thought of beforehand. So unfortunately, no, we're not going to be hearing Danny Boy.
Okay, so we know that Danny Boy will not be heard during Songs of the Isles. That'll be happening Sunday, April 29th at Cincinnati's Irish Heritage Center there on Eastern Avenue. It's 4 o'clock that afternoon, and we've been speaking with Jason Harris, who's music director of Cincinnati Camerata. They'll be performing the music there. And he's also choral director at Xavier University's Music Department. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.